Dr. Taylor, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning to you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks so much. What is the state of Wake County Schools as you see it this morning?
Well, as I shared with our public last night, the state of Wake County Public Schools is strong and getting stronger, and we'll do all the work to continue that growth and achievement. And at the same time, we want to make sure we pay attention to those things where we need to improve. So that's the continuous work that we have as a school district.
When folks listen to your address last night or they listen to our conversation this morning, what are the biggest things you want to get across to parents and teachers and folks within the district?
So the biggest thing we wanted to highlight last night was our new student-centered learning model, and that is what we see as an opportunity to make sure that all students are engaged. It's really about teachers taking the time and the opportunity to see their lessons from the eyes of a student. So we talked about see me, challenge me, engage me, and know me. These things, we believe, will allow us to address that additional 38% of students that are not proficient. And so that was a big part of what we wanted to do. We also wanted to highlight that our students are continuing to have academic growth. We've passed our pre-pandemic levels, and that's really good. But we also recognize that there are a number of students that are not proficient, and so that work still remains. We want to make sure we address that need. We certainly wanted to highlight that there are challenges on the facility side. We're working feverishly to try and address those issues. So we wanted to be transparent with our public to show that we're doing things that well, but we certainly have areas of growth.
I would like your perspective on some of the cuts we've already seen at the federal level, potentially more cuts on the way. The Project Leaders Program, one that was supported by $11.7 million in grant that helps schools hire and keep more teachers, that program has been cut. The cuts to that program and other potential cuts, how does that impact Wake County and other public schools?
I mean, it has a tremendous impact. And so we're talking about roughly $11 million for Wake County, but about $61 million for the state. So this is a grant that really focuses on recruiting teachers and filling vacancies that we have. We also use this funding to reimburse teachers that have obtained their National Board certification. So that's every teacher that has achieved that status. We also use it to support our application portal where any employee, potential employee, a teacher can go on and apply. And so these are things that we recognize that are universal to all teachers, not just one specific. We have five employees that are employed by that grant, so that certainly creates uncertainty in terms of what their employment future would look like. We hope that our appeal to this grant will recognize that we are meeting the mandate, and it will allow us to continue the work that we're doing.
Given these cuts and then the rapid growth that we're seeing in Wake County, how do you manage the growth of the school system and continue to provide that quality education to students?
I mean, the biggest part of that is making sure that our student assignment department looks at those numbers, growth and enrollment, and where we assign students. And so that is where certainly parents see changes in our assignment plan on a periodic basis. And most really do understand the necessity for having a plan that addresses growth. But also student assignment and our facilities design and construction team ensure that they look at the heat maps to identify where growth is taking place in the county and where we actually need new facilities. So we use that data to make sure we plan things out accordingly. The growth is not instantaneous, so we know where it happens. It gives us an opportunity to plan ahead of time to meet whatever those growth needs are.
Visiting with Wake County Public School Superintendent Dr. Robert Taylor. Dr. Taylor, what would you say the biggest needs are for Wake County schools, and do those needs vary across the district?
And so, ultimately, it is about funding. I like to say that all issues or problems are not solved by funding, but this certainly makes a difference. We know that we want our teachers to have living wages, and so it's important that salaries are addressed at the state level. While we do a lot at the local level to address the small salaries that teachers may have, or inadequate salaries, I should say, but you need a salary that allows you to live in a community like Wake County. So that's very important. We certainly want to talk with our public about the funds that are needed to address our facility needs. I've shared both with our county commissioners and others. We're about $600 million in need of deferred maintenance. So that's a huge number. And so funding does allow us to address those two major issues that ultimately impact our bottom line, which is student achievement.
Would like your perspective on some legislation that's been introduced by both the House and the Senate that would alter the use of cell phones and other technologies during instructional time in the classroom. Would you be in favor of measures like that?
So I would not be in favor of a restrictive bill that says all cell phones are outlawed. What I would hope that the General Assembly does is create a bill that asks school districts to acknowledge the impact of cell phones, that we have a policy that addresses that, but ultimately a less restrictive policy allowing districts to make a decision at the local level in terms of what's best for them. We recognize that technology is an integral part of our life, so it's our responsibility to teach students how to use that technology appropriately, both in learning and in work. And it's something that we as adults have to learn, too. So I just ask people, go into any setting and see the number of people that are using cell phones or that are on cell phones. So it is about the appropriate use.
Dr. Taylor, as I let you go, what's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
I will just say to our parents that we are here for you. We want to hear from you, and we certainly want you to continue to engage with our district. I would certainly say that we rely on parents to make sure students come to school. So we talked about attendance issues with certain students, and they have the power to make sure that their kids come to school and they're prepared. But ultimately, we appreciate the support that our community gives us in Wake County Public Schools, and we're here to listen and engage with you and serve you every day.
Wake County Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Robert Taylor. Dr. Taylor, I always appreciate the time and the perspective and look forward to visiting again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks
Chris.
So much.
Have a great day.
You too.